podcast friends and people that are here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Had some technical difficulties, but hopefully God will take care of them. Put our trust in Him. That's what I say every day. Hallelujah. Well, there's still the Bible study is still going on at Karen's house, and it's led by Vicki and Karen, and it's at 6 o'clock tonight. So I want to encourage you. I did put it in the bulletin, and I really have, Joe and I, special thanks to Vicki and Karen for doing the service, doing everything here Sunday. And Vicki also sent me a video. And the video was about that when things are not right and we stand silent and evil is all around us, it makes you guilty too when you do nothing about it. And that was kind of the theme behind it was, I'm amazed how things we've been talking about has been so much on these different videos and different things on the news and stuff, but it was talking about taking a stand. And the video was by Lance Wallenau, and it says, stand for what is right. And so I thank her for that. And I put my third bullet there was, receive the Goshen anointing today. That's gonna be my message. I mentioned it, and before we got ready to leave, the Holy Spirit said, well, they don't even know what you're talking about. So I'm going to talk about the Goshen anointing today, and I'm going to release the evil army today and declare it and decree it in the atmosphere. So stand by. It's going to be good. And that's all really I got to say. We had a good time. My grandson was in baseball tournaments. And Jill and I don't always get to sneak away, and we did. And we just said, okay, the church is in the church body's hands. And it went good over hand. Real well, huh?
Good hands.
Yep. Good hands, that's powerful right. Hands, the people that have our vision. So we thank you for that. I mean, I'm thankful for it that we can do that. There's a lot of pastors that don't get away, or they have somebody else that can help out, but they don't have that. And anyways, I'm really thankful. Denny's back in the house, Pastor Denny. Yeah. That's exciting to see him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Sylvia, put a smile on your face, girl. You're in church. We're going to have a good time. Forget all that stuff all around you and have the victory in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to let Joe open up in prayer. That's kind of all I got to say, which is unusual.
Wow. Miracles do happen.
Careful, Joe.
Good morning, everybody. And praise the Lord.
Good morning.
We did see an interesting word spoken by see, was that Dutch Sheets?
Yeah.
Dutch Sheets. And I think his brother Tim Sheets spoke some of it too. But anyway, I just want to give you this. And I know we have been given and heard many a word about things coming, what the Lord is going to do. Prophetic words that raise us up, and then we don't quite see things happening, and we kind of get down a little bit. But this here, what was said during that conference, really got me, not that I doubted the Lord in any way, because I know it's just a matter of patience and making sure we pray and we're in alignment with what the Lord is doing in this earth, even though we can't see it all the time. You look, different things on your phone, Job, you see, the Lord is doing mighty things.
Yes, yes.
And he, but you know, what there's that scripture about darkness grows, so does righteousness in the air.
Amen.
So does, you know, nothing is catching the Lord God by surprise. And there is wickedness, really mind-boggling stuff taking place in this country and around the earth, and it's like, how can people perceive this as normal? As normal behavior? You know, and you can talk about it for hours, I mean, and so many different things, the way we view gender and children, life, so many things, and just like, how can people be so twisted, if I can say it that way?
That's right.
Twisted when you compare it with this. What this conference I was talking about, that the Lord has said to these folks, there was three of them, June, July, August. We still got August to go. It's here. I can't believe it. It's almost here.
Yeah, really.
Like, Lord, wait a minute. That means, in my mind, I always think summer. June, July, August.
Yep, gone.
Hey, wait a minute. July is over. August coming. But in this case, I'm happy to see August come, and I'll be glad to see August go. Because the Lord said September.
Woo-hoo!
There's three months here that he is doing things, preparing things, stirring things up, if I could say it that way, that September is going to be a month that we better hold on. But nevertheless, that Goshen thing she was talking about, we're in Goshen. We're his people. You know what? And he has said over and over, he will protect us. Yeah, there will be some, we might like, oh boy, Lord, this is going to be a heck of a ride here. But he said he'd protect us.
Hallelujah.
So, along with that mind, that thinking that way, another word, came forth from a gentleman, not these but I'm talking about, but about your inheritance as righteous people.
Oh, yeah.
I think you know, and the Lord has said through prophetic utterances and things from people that the wealth of the wicked. Now when you say, oh boy, that's kind of a dream. It's word. It's word. And if there's ever a time when we need that, Lord, it's now. It seems like the wicked prosper in this world. You all know billionaires around the earth. What are they up to? Do you see any of them promoting the gospel?
No.
Any of them?
No.
Can you think of any? I can't. Maybe there is, but they always seem to be up to different things. Control, finance, and profit, and directing society this way and this way. Saving the earth in their view, their way. But you know what? Proverbs says, but the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times, and if you have heard some of the prophetic utterances from people, that has come forth quite a bit. And this one gentleman we listened to just this week, that came forth in a word, in tongues, then interpretation. And that's what it was. Do not. How would I put that? Do not short the work of the Lord in what you've asked for. Do not. He can supply more than you can imagine. Amen. In abundance.
That's right.
And that was like, that was the Holy Ghost talking to his people. Not just in that service, but he talks to everyone.
Amen.
So we made a declaration right there. And then I said, no, we're shortening. We're shorting his goodness. Heaven's riches and wealth is beyond measure. So let's ask for it. He knows our hearts, what you want wealth for. If you want it for property and more boats and cars and all kinds of selfish things, I don't know if you should be looking for it. But if you're after your wealth to help people, to spread the word, to support ministries, to just help your neighbors, anything like that, I think that's coming towards us. And he has said so. So we made quite a declaration. And by that word, it was said, don't embarrass the Lord by asking for so little. Get rid of your humbleness when you come before the Lord and you're asking in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Drop your humble piety stuff. Lord, you own it all. So ask for it.
Amen.
Ask for it. You know what? I look in our life, family's life, church family life, people we know, there is a big need.
There is a big
need for simple things of everyday life. And so he knows this, and he has said it's coming.
Hallelujah.
I've had this note for quite a while in here, and it's from a previous sermon or maybe a word that I heard last year, 2 years ago. Spoils. Spoils. What are spoils? Spoils. Goods or property seized from a victim after a conflict or a military victory. Incidental benefits reaped by a winner. That is the church. That is
we are the winners.
Not to be glory and mammon, money and wealth, but to use it. Use it for his purposes. So, I encourage you to think about that, pray about that, and don't shortchange the Lord. You know, because this is a time in the world's history, in the history, in the time for the United States, that the church, the body of Christ, needs to be the lender, not the borrower.
Exactly.
You know, we need to be the lender,
the
giver. So,
amen.
Pray about that. Set aside, I know it's sometimes it's kind of tough. You think, Lord, you know, we're blessed. We're blessed to be Americans. We're blessed to be here. The poorest of us is blessed to be here, quite frankly. You think around the earth what some people go through. We don't have to carry a 5-gallon pail of dirty water 5 miles back to our village so we can cook with it, eat, drink this poison. But some people have to do that just to survive or paw through a garbage dump every day to eat. We don't have to do that. So we're blessed. And there are reasons we are blessed, this United States. But make no bones of our righteousness is his righteousness that he has won for us.
Yeah.
So thank you, mighty God. So Father God, we come before you yes, with humble hearts, but grateful and thankful hearts.
Yeah, amen.
Because we know what the Israelites left Egypt with. They left with the wealth of Egypt. You granted that to them. You blessed them, Lord. And your word says the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. And your church, your people, is the righteous people, the remnant, Lord God. So we call upon you, Lord God, for that wealth to be spread miraculously throughout your church, throughout your people, Lord. You are a mighty God.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible
with
you, Father God. The treasury of heaven is never broke. It is so wealthy, so wonderful. We could all be billionaires and it wouldn't affect the treasury in heaven one cent, one bit. So, Father God, now we don't, I don't quite ask to be a billionaire or anything like that, but we ask for that wealth transfer to take place, Lord. We ask that these things in June, July, and August that you wish to take place in Jesus' name, that your church, your body, is in alignment with you. Praying, fasting, seeking your heart, seeking your voice. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this United States and in the earth. We look forward to being shocked by your movement on this earth and in this nation and in our state, Lord. You have said many times through your prophets, the United States shall be saved. I pray that Michigan be saved. This state be saved. In particular, Lord God. So I thank you for that. We so look forward to your mighty hand moving across the earth and in this country, Father God. The enemy is just being given more rope, more rope, more rope. They think it's a lifeline, but not so. Not so, Lord, by your word. I hate to say it, these people better repent now before that rope starts tightening up around them. You have given them, you have, by your prophets, they have, through the Holy Spirit, you have given them times and time to repent. And so far, many have not, but we know you're a loving God, Lord, but you are also just. So we thank you, Father, for what you're doing and what you're going to do in this nation and in this earth. In Jesus' name, Father, amen.
Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sorry, the words won't come up, but you can hear the music. Hallelujah.
Just hit the button.
Right here? Right? He makes us brave. We stand before him, and he makes us brave. You want to come up and sing?
Yeah.
Okay. No words.
And so I can make it.
You are loved. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs.
Thank you.
want to glorify you as I wait for your return. Your name will be glorified. I look to where my salvation will come from, oh God, 'cause you are the King of Kings. Oh God, oh God, Jesus.
heavy up here.
It's heavy up here? Oh, yes.
I'm trying to stand.
Oh,
I worship you.
Mm-hmm.